there is heartache that we go through here. And he walks through it with us, but he does more than that. He is working in this place. He is doing amazing work. And he's letting you be a part of that. And as the Holy Spirit presses in, making changes in you and through you, God doing a work here. And so it's not wrong to have a hard work ethic for here and now. Man, have that hard work ethic, but grasp this, not so you can earn something, just so you can say thank you to your God for how great he is.
More of him, less of me. That's my cry, that's my plea.
Welcome to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Harvest Bible Chapel Peoria and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. I am the way, the truth, and the life, one of the several I am statements from Jesus Christ we find in the book of John. What did he mean? And what does it mean for us? If you have your Bible, we're in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14 for part 2 of the message. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Here's Pastor Tim.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Have you noticed that repeatedly in these I am statements, there's a question where they're like, how can we possibly understand? And then he's like, I am the resurrection and the life. Right here, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Like, you say you don't know the way? Bro, you're talking to the way. I am the way. Right here, you need to know me. And what facial expression was Thomas making, right? Where he stands up pretty bold. No, we don't know the way. And because we don't even know where you're going, right? Like, I'm pretty sure at the end of it, it was like, mister, right? Kind of got the tone thing. And then he's like, I am the way. And then you're like, oh, okay. I know you. Sorry, right? And you're like, have to back it back up. The assertion that we don't know the way is the assertion that we don't know Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the path. Please notice it has the word the. And it does not say, I am a way, a truth, I'm a life. There's a lot of ways to get to heaven, but, you know, I'm one of them, and everybody say, it's not that. It's not that. He says, I am the way. Definite article, there is one. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the path, the source of all that is right. I am the source of eternal existence with God. That's what he's saying. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the path. I am the source of all things correct. I am the source of eternal existence with God Almighty. There is no eternity with him without me. Believe, grasp who I am as God Almighty. There is one way, one truth, and one life, and his name is Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said, and we better grasp it. If you're here today and you're like, fighting that, not real comfortable with that, please hear me. Make now the time. Make here the place where you set the battle down. Christ made it super clear. Eternity can be had, and it is one way, through Jesus Christ. Believe in God, believe also in me. Hope in him. Man, put your hope with Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is one way. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Hello? Right? He's like pointing at himself. You do know him and you've seen him. To have seen Jesus is to see the Father, and we're going to see more of that said in just a little bit. Man, we better grasp. There is clarity in what he is saying. Maybe easier for us to grab as we've heard this statement over and over. For these guys, it was sort of a new thought they were wrestling with. And so now Philip steps up. Philip says, Lord, show us the Father and it is enough for us, right? Kind of like, all right, Thomas did the whole I'm going to confront Jesus thing and I'm going to like show where he's wrong. I'm just going to be like super encouraging guy. So I'm going to stand up like a cheerleader. I'm going to be like, love the Father, really excited about it. Just show us that. That's enough. We're great. We're not asking a ton from you. Just that'll be great, God, and we're so supportive, right? Philip, he's kind of like Mr. Encourager, and he doesn't get it. And so he's trying to stand up and give that hope. And he says, show us the Father, it's enough for us. Jesus says to him, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Can you imagine that moment? Just show us the Father. I'm not sure what Jesus' face looked like. Doesn't say here, but with these words and this sound of tone, it probably went something like this. Dude, I am. Do you not know me even now? There's a calling forward, a missing who he is as he's right in front of him. Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Do you grasp? I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. We're one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There is one God. Everybody say one God. There is one God. We see that from Scripture. There are three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Just say three persons. It's super confusing. Everybody say, I don't get it. That's okay, man. Your God is getting bigger. I'm telling you, if you're wrestling with the vastness of your God and you're like, that is almost inconceivable to me, welcome to your God getting a little bigger. Allow him to get bigger. This is a super complex God with a threeness and a oneness. There is one God and we worship him with all we've got. And all of God's people said, believe in God. Believe also in Jesus Christ. Man, if that's two gods, we have a serious problem of idolatry going on. One God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons. A call together to trust in him. He says, do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? There is oneness with him. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but my Father who dwells in me does his work. I love this statement. Jesus says this over and over through the Gospel of John. Like, you need to hear me on this, guys. I don't work on my own behalf. I represent the Father in his will. My name is God the Son. And I am going underneath his will and I am executing accordingly. And we agree completely on where it needs to head. And I am the one going forward. And it is his will over it. How often do we struggle to try to be number one? Man, we live in the purple and our goal is to make ourselves number one. If I could just get the recognition that, if I could just get the promotion that, if I could just get the respect of, if they would just start to recognize, right? If my parents would just stop saying to me, I want out from under. I am my own man. Isn't that what we live like? No, we're not. In fact, we don't take another breath without the presence of Jesus Christ, Colossians 1. He sustains us, even in that rebellion. He sustains us. Man, hear me, we are under, and we serve an amazing, huge God. If your battle is trying to get your name in lights, it's time to make much of your king. It's time to say, I'm under, and you're in charge, God. Christ has given us an example over and over again of absolute perfection and stunning power, and yet he is under, and he is in alignment with the authority of the Father. He says, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. He's like, listen, I'm going to give you two things you can believe in. Believe the words that I'm saying right now. They make a lot of sense. Listen to what I'm saying. Reason through it. Believe me. What I've just said is super reasonable. If that can't get you there, then at least think back to the miracles you've seen done. Believe in the works. See the signs I've done that show the greatness of God working through me and start to believe that God the Father and God the Son are right before you working things out. Believe the words. Believe the works. Man, if you're wrestling with Jesus Christ, maybe you're even a believer today and you're like, I wrestle sometimes with this. I start to question and hear me. Get back to his words. Get back to the miracles and the works that he's done and check him out. John says in chapter 20, these things have I written that you might believe. There is example of statement and action that make it clear who Christ is. Trust in Jesus Christ. Believe the works. Believe the words. Believe. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through him. And Jesus is God. Everybody just say, Jesus is God. He is, man. Worship him as such. Give him everything you have. Hear from him and allow him to lead. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the bridge, and there is none other. And that's the way it goes down. You know, we as mankind, we understand what it means to go from one place to another. We understand what it means to try to traverse those things. We understand what bridges are. We even make bridges. We have answers. We have design. We love to design. I think part of that is God himself as creator kind of pouring that into us and allowing us to sort of have that experiential moment where just a little bit you get to kind of be like God in that as you have that creative, expressive moment. Right? And a huge deal is we model his character, his image of loving to create. And but all too often we get really up in ourselves and we think our creations are it. And we start designing what it is and what it's going to be. And we start even thinking of eternity and we start designing our own things and what they could be and how it goes. And man, do we go the wrong direction. And this past week, actually on Friday, we went to the mayor's prayer breakfast in East Peoria. One of our elders went. And there was a great illustration there. I thought we would just use the illustrator. Let's go ahead and throw this image up. Check this image out. So this is a bridge that was built in Honduras. And this bridge was built over the water. But the Hurricane Mitch came in 1998, and it redirected everything. And all the rivers started to reshape and rechange, and it moved around the bridge. And this is what it looks like even today now. This is man designing a bridge to cross over the water. They had the solution. We're genius. This is one of the greatest bridges in Honduras. It works so well. And then a little bit of rain. Never mind. This is a stupid bridge. I know the word stupid isn't good, parents. I'm with you. So kids, if you don't use that word at home, sorry. Right? What is with this bridge? This doesn't work at all. And look at this thing, man. Is that perfect? It went completely outside of it. In fact, if you drive up to the bridge, they had to take the road away from the bridge because when you drive up to it, it would look like it was in place till you got to the very end and then you drove off into the water. Right? And so they had to take the road away and reshape things. Bottom line is, when the world builds something, it may look really good for a short season, but I'm telling you, it will not last. Watch yourself. There is one way, one truth, and one life, and his name is Jesus Christ. The world has a lot of replacement attempts, and I'm telling you over time, things will shift in culture or thinking, and it will no longer work at all like this. Lord, may we not trust in the bridges this world builds. May we see you as the one true bridge. And all of God's people said, that's what it's all about, man. Simple statement. This is what the world offers. It's always going to have a little bit of self in it, and it's always going to lift you up. Are you buying into the bridges of the world, trying to earn into your way to eternity, or are you grasping that it's Jesus Christ alone? And lean on your Savior. He is your King, Jesus Christ. Point number three, life with Christ is not just about then and there. It's also about here and now. Life with Christ, it's not just about then and there. It's also about here and now. And it is about the white and all of the eternity going on. It is, and let's make sure we grasp that he is preparing a place for us. It is so much about that, but he's not like, and never mind on the purple, just forget about it. Later on, we'll have some things going. Right now, it's a mess, and forget about it. And everybody say, it's not that. It's not that. He's actually got some thoughts for here and now. So he starts out in verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you. And when we see the words truly, truly, we say, listen up, right? He says it twice over. This is a statement you need to hear. Truly, truly, listen up, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. And you better hear that. There's a huge statement. You believe in me, there is life change that's going to take place. Your heart will be resurrected. There will be salvation in it. But it says more than that. It doesn't say you'll just be saved. It says that the works that he did, you'll do greater. And man, there's a lot of books that are written on what this could mean and how does this go down. And some go to each little miracle and show it and say, then we should be able to do those miracles and more. And I'll just say this, consider this. In the 3.5 years that Jesus walked the earth and shared who he was, 3.5 years in, he tells his disciples, I am the way. And they're like, oh, I don't get it. They're like confused. 3.5 years in, Jesus is revealing who he is, but his main role was not convicting of who he was. His main role was making the sacrifice made at the cross and rising again. His main role, him for me. And so while there were few that were saved, man, just a handful of days later, after the resurrection from the dead and Christ ascending, man, you have the disciples having this huge moment where Peter stands up and he says, this is who Jesus Christ is. Let me share his greatness. And he starts to walk through his message of the greatness of Christ and the missing it that the Jews had. And this is him. And 3,000 people come to trust Christ right there. There was 3.5 years and you got dozens. Now in one moment, you get 3,000. The church begins to rally. It starts to spread as people everywhere are coming to trust Christ. What's going on? Well, the Holy Spirit is taking on his task of convicting the world of sin and righteousness and judgment and glorifying the Son. And massive work is now taking place as the Holy Spirit now works in you and through you, that God might get all the glory. And all of God's people said, yeah, may we always tack on the end there, that God might get all the glory. Because see, a lot of people even start going after Holy Spirit expression in their life, and then they're like, do you see how awesome I am? And be careful, man. Do not draw attention to yourself, and the works done through you are God Almighty doing the works. Point it back to him. Make much of his name. And make sure he's celebrated. Jesus Christ, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. It says greater works can be done as people by the thousands are saved, as lives are changed, as hearts are healed, as the word is understood, as veils are torn off. Miracle work taking place. The Spirit doing a ton that we cannot even begin to understand. And I love understanding that God is willing to blow our mind with what he's got in store. Man, if you think you've got Christianity understood and in a little box, you're missing it. Your God is way bigger than that. And he's got huge plans to stun us both here and for all of eternity. Look at what he says next. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. And there are those who read this and they're like, oh, this is awesome. Whatever I ask. Is that what it says? It doesn't say, whatever you ask, I'll give it to you. Everybody say, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that, right? So what does it mean to whatever you ask in his name? It doesn't mean just start dreaming, right? It's just like rubbing a little magic genie bottle. I would love to have $1 million right now. Okay, this verse is untrue. Is that what it means? Well, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean to just go ask whimsically on your own lust that you may consume it, James 4. He said those answers will be no. To ask in his name, what does that mean? It means that you agree with his will. So I just wrote these words down. So what does it mean to not ask in his name? This is the not. It means, first of all, for sure, it doesn't mean just ask whatever you want whimsically for yourself. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean be selfish, right? Here's what else it doesn't mean. Lord, I'm going to be very selfish. Here's the things I want. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I prayed in his name. Yeah, that's not what it means. It's not a little tagline at the end of your prayer. So you can be like self-absorbed and selfish all the way through. And then you're like, in Jesus' name, gotcha. Now you have to do it. Like, that's not how it works. Everybody say, that's not how it works. And some of you might be here today and you're like, no wonder my prayer life isn't going well. All right, I've been asking for everything I want. And sometimes I even remember to say in your name. And it's just not going very well. And actually, in his name means literally in his will. You understand what he stands for. The name, the word name, like in Hebrew, the name of a person. It was what they were standing for. It was their character. It was all that they are. To pray in his name is to pray in his character, in his will, in everything that he stands for. You are with him. And he's like so all over that with yes that he says, of course, yes. That's praying in his name. And seeing God move as you start to grasp what God is doing and you long to see him work. And he's like, of course I want to work there. And huge things start happening as you pray according to his will. In fact, it says here, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And the strong statement of in accordance with the Father, in accordance with the Son, in his name. Man, we have a life right here on earth. And hear me, this world is broken. And there is heartache that we go through here. And he walks through it with us. But he does more than that. He is working in this place. He is doing amazing work. And he's letting you be a part of that. And as the Holy Spirit presses in, making changes in you and through you, God doing a work here. And so it's not wrong to have a hard work ethic for here and now. Man, have that hard work ethic, but grasp this, not so you can earn something, just so you can say thank you to your God for how great he is. It's a thank you offering. And as you trust in him and believe in him, as he works through you and does things you couldn't have imagined, all of the white of eternity in focus. Jesus Christ, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is preparing for us a place. Count on it. Lean on him and believe in him and pray unbelievably dependent upon him, watching him work. Your God loves you. Let him work in your life as you take a step out of this church today and say, Lord, rock me with who you are. I am ready to meet you as the way, the truth, and the life.
Thank you for listening to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Harvest Bible Chapel Peoria and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. To hear or view today's sermon in its entirety or for additional sermons, please visit www.harvestpeoria.org. If you've been impacted by this message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at completelyhis@harvestpeoria.org. Harvest Bible Chapel is located at 401 Cimarron Drive in East Peoria. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to join us for one of our services on Sunday mornings at either 9 or 11 or Sunday evening at 4:30. For more information on Harvest Bible Chapel, please visit us online at www.harvestpeoria.org. Thanks again for joining us this week, and we hope you'll tune in again next Sunday as we seek to be completely His.